We're visiting with Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, another impressive victory for you guys on Friday night over Burlington. Landon Boss had another good night for you guys. 212 yards on the ground and two touchdowns. He also threw for a touchdown. You guys are 2-0, and just how successful were you against Burlington on Friday night?
Well, like you said, Landon was able to get going in the running game, but that starts up front. You know, we were pleased with the progress that our offensive line made from week one to week two. We thought those guys did a good job. You know, Burlington's got some good size and pretty physical team, but we, you know, our passing game wasn't clicking as well as we'd like it to. So we leaned on our running game and our offensive lineman and our tight end, Caden Kirkpatrick, as well. Those guys up front did a good job.
And I'm looking at the numbers from Friday night, and Cooper Parsons, I know he has 93 yards on the ground, but he scores three times. Just how big was that for you guys to not have Landon maybe go for like 300 on the ground and have some balance there in the running attack?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like we talked about last week. Having balance offensively is key. You know, we want to make it a little bit more difficult for defenses to prepare against us. We certainly don't want to just lean on one person. Obviously, Landon's a big part of what we do, but, you know, Cooper's a great contributor in the backfield too. And typically, you know, our receivers are very involved. It wouldn't throw the ball quite as much, like we said. But, you know, Caden had, I believe, three or four catches. So, pretty diverse contributions once again.
We're visiting with Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you hit the road on Friday night, and you head to Opie. And Opie had a test on Friday night against Bishop Ward. They ended up falling just a little bit short in that one. But I know Coach Schmidt and company are looking forward to the challenge against you guys.
Yeah, you know, I know Coach Schmidt pretty well. He and I coached in the Shrine Bowl together here a couple of years ago. And I know that, you know, I was just telling somebody, don't let Opie's current record be deceiving. You know, they've got a good team once again. They're going to be physical and solid and fundamentally sound, and they've played a really tough schedule thus far. So we know that we're going to get their best shot, and we're going to have to play really well to have a chance to be successful.
And, of course, going on the road too, and Opie's usually a difficult place to play. Just how do you tell your kids to know about that atmosphere that Opie has down there?
Well, you know, there's really no way to replicate it, and it will be our first road game of the year. But, you know, we've got a pretty seasoned team for the most part, and they've been in road games in different situations, and I think we'll be able to handle it all right.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week against the Eagles, and we look forward to chatting with you again next Monday.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec, and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.